Note to self, use what you got. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. In Growing Strong in the Season of Life, Dr. Charles Swindoll writes, "Once upon a time, the animals decided that they should do something meaningful to meet the problems of their new world. So they organized a school. They adopted an activity curriculum of running, climbing, swimming, and flying. To make it easier to administer, all of the animals took all of the subject. In fact, the duck was excellent at swimming. He was better than his instructor. However, he only made passing grades in flying and was very poor in running. And since he was so slow in running, he had to drop swimming and stay after school to practice running. This caused his web feet to be badly worn, so he became only average in swimming. But average was quite acceptable, therefore nobody worried about it except the duck. The rabbit stayed at the top of his class in running, but developed a nervous twitch in his leg muscles because he had so much makeup work to do in swimming. The squirrel was excellent in climbing, but he encountered constant frustration in flying class because his teacher made him start from the ground up instead of from the treetop down. So he only got a C in climbing and a D in running. The eagle was a problem child and was severely disciplined for being a nonconformist. Oh, you know there's one in every bunch. In climbing classes, he beat all the others to the top, but insisted on using his own way of getting there. Beloved, the Bible says, having then gifts, let us use them. When God has gifted you and graced you to do something, do it. Give yourself over to it and let the rest go. Note to self, use what you got.